Welcome to Zichud Afsim. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Ksubas Daf Chav Tes, the beginning of the third parak, El Na'aros. The Zichud Maseches Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the opening mission of the third parak states, El Na'aros Yeshu HaNeknas. These are the Na'aros who are entitled to receive the fine when they're violated, and the mission proceeds to list three groups. The Gemara says that the Mishnah's use of the word Na'ara implies that only she is entitled to the fine, but a Katana is not, and seeks to identify the Tana. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that it's Rabbi Meir, for it was taught in a Braisa, a Katana from the time she is one day old until she grows two Sa'aros, Yeshua Mecher Ve'en La Knas, she is subject to sale by her father, but is not entitled to the Knas if she's violated or seduced. And from the time she grows two Sa'aros until she becomes a Bulgaris, Yeshua Knas Ve'en La Mecher, she is entitled to the Knas, but is not subject to sale, Divi Rabbi Meir. But the Chachamim disagree and say that the Katana from the age of 3 years and a day until she reaches adulthood is also entitled to a Knas. Point number two, among the women the Mishnah listed that receive the Knas are a Mamzeres, a Nesina, a Kusis, as well as those prohibited to him, as in a Sakara, such as his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, or his wife's sister. The Gemara asks why these women are eligible for Knas when the Pasuk says in the Parsha, Lo Tiyeh Lo Isha, and she shall be to him a wife, which implies Isha Harui Lo. She must be a woman that is fit for him to marry, which these women are not. Reish Lakish answered, the Torah states three times, Na'ara, Na'ara, Ha'na'ara. One expression is to teach the basic law of one who violates a Na'ara. One is expounded to include Chayvei Lavin, those prohibited by a love, and one is expounded to include Chayvei Krisos, those prohibited with an Asakaris. Rav Papa says a similar answer, but he uses the three expressions of Basua, Basulos, Habasulos, mentioned in the Parsha of the Mefata, the seducer. The Gemara explains why Reish Lakish and Rav Papa did not hold of each other's sources. And point with you, given that the Mishnah states that women who are unfit for marriage receive a Kanas, the Gemara states that the Mishnah serves to exclude the opinion of the Tana of the following Braisa, which taught, Velos Yele Isha, and she shall be to him a wife. Shimon the Timni says, this teaches that the Kanas only applies to Isha Sheish Bahavaya, a woman who has the possibility of being his wife, which Rashi explains as a woman where Kedushin is Tofes, it takes effect. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says it applies to Isha Harui Lakaima, a woman who is fit to remain his wife. Rabbi Zera said that the nafkamina between them is a Mamzeres and a Nesina. According to Shimon and Timni, they would be entitled to a Knas because Kedushin does take effect with them. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, they would not be eligible to the Knas since they are not fitting for him to keep them as his wives. The Gemara proceeds to explain what the nafkamina is according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that Kedushin is not Tofes with Chai V'Lavin, and according to the understanding of Rabbi Yesheva. So once again, the three points are number one. The opening mission of the third parak states, El Na'aros She'esh Lahan Knas. These are the Na'aros who are entitled to receive the fine when they're violated. And the mission proceeds to list three groups. The Gemara says that the Mishnah's use of the word Na'ara implies that only she is entitled to the fine, but a Katana is not, and seeks to identify the Tana. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that it's Rabbi Meir, for it was taught in a Braisa, a Katana from the time she is one day old until she grows two Sa'aros, Yeshua Mecher Ve'en La Knas, she is subject to sale by her father, but is not entitled to the Knas if she's violated or seduced. And from the time she grows two Sa'aros until she becomes a Bulgaris, Yeshua Knas Ve'en La Mecher, she is entitled to the Knas, but is not subject to sale, Divi Rabbi Meir. But the Chachamim disagree and say that a Katana from the age of 3 years and a day until she reaches adulthood is also entitled to a Knas. Point number two, among the women the Mishnah listed that receive the Knas are a Mamzeres, a Nesina, a Kusis, as well as those prohibited to him, as in a Sakara, such as his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, or his wife's sister. The Gemara asks why these women are eligible for Knas when the Pasuk says in the Parsha, Lo Tiyeh Lo Isha, and she shall be to him a wife, which implies Isha Harui Lo. She must be a woman that is fit for him to marry, which these women are not. Reish Lakish answered, the Torah states three times, Na'ara, Na'ara, Ha'na'ara. One expression is to teach the basic law of one who violates a Na'ara. One is expounded to include Chayvei Lavin, those prohibited by a love, and one is expounded to include Chayvei Krisos, those prohibited with an Asakaris. Rav Papa says a similar answer, but he uses the three expressions of Basua, Basulos, Habasulos, mentioned in the Parsha of the Mefata, the seducer. The Gemara explains why Reish Lakish and Rav Papa did not hold of each other's sources. And point with you, given that the Mishnah states that women who are unfit for marriage receive a Knas, the Gemara states that the Mishnah serves to exclude the opinion of the Tana of the following Braisa, which taught, Velos Yele Isha, and she shall be to him a wife. Shimon and Timni says, this teaches that the Knas only applies to Isha Sheish Bahavaya, a woman who has the possibility of being his wife, which Rashi explains as a woman where Kedushin is Tofes, it takes effect. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says it applies to Isha Harui Lakaima, a woman who is fit to remain his wife. Rabbi Zera said that the nafka mina between them is a mamzeres and an asina. According to Shimon and Timni, they would be entitled to a kenas because kedushin does take effect with them. According to Rabbi Shimon and Manasseh, they would not be eligible to the kenas since they are not fitting for him to keep them as his wives. The Gemara proceeds to explain what the nafka mina is. According to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that kedushin is not tofes with chayv loving, and according to the understanding of Rabbi Yesheva. All right, so now we go to Simon of Chavtes, and our standard simon is a kot. A cot. So here goes. The Na'ar is sitting on a cot counting her knas money, and Pulishi was no longer a katana, chose not to sit next to the kusis and the isakaris on the cots with sheets embroidered with the words Na'ara and Basua 3 times. Because as a mamzer, she was eligible for the knas, even according to the opinion that requires the possibility of being his wife. Once again, it's a motion. The Na'ar is sitting on a cot. Cot? That must be wearing duff. Chavtes. The Na'ara sitting on a cot counting her knas money, and please, she was no longer a katana, which reminds us. The opening mission of the third parak states, Eil Na'aros Sheishan Knas. These are the Na'aros who are entitled to receive the fine when they're violated, and the mission proceeds to list 3 groups. The Gemara says that the mission's use of the word Na'ara implies that only she is entitled to the fine, but a katana is not, and says the Tana is Rabbi Meir, who holds. A katana from the time she's 1 day old until she grows 2 Sa'aros, Yesh La Mecher Ve'en La Knas. She is subject to sale by her father, but is not entitled to kenas if she's violated or seduced. And from the time she grows 2 sa'aros until she becomes a bogeris, yesh la kenas ve'en la mecher. She is entitled to the kenas, but is not subject to sale. So the Na'ara is sitting on a cot counting her kenas money, and please, she was no longer a katana, chose not to sit next to the kusis and the isakaris on the cots with sheets embroidered with the words Na'ara and Basua 3 times, which reminds us, among the women the Mishnah listed that received the kenas are mamzeres, anasina, akusis, as well as those prohibited to him as an isakaris, such as his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, his wife's sister. They want to ask why these women are eligible for kenas when the pasuk says in the parsha, "V'lo siyela isha, and she shall be to him a wife," which implies isha harui lo. She must be a woman that is fit for him to marry, which these women are not. Rish Lakish said it's learned from the Torah, stating 3 times, "Na'ara, Na'ara, Hana'ara." And Rav Papa says a similar answer, but he uses the 3 expressions of basua, basulos, habasulos mentioned in the parsha of the Mefata. So the Na'ara is sitting on a cot counting her knas money, and please, she was no longer a katana, chose not to sit next to the kusis and the isakaris on the cots with sheets embroidered with the words Na'ara and Basua 3 times, because as a mamzer, she was eligible for the knas, even according to the opinion that requires the possibility of being his wife. Which reminds us, given that the Mishnah states that women who are unfit for marriage receive a kenas, the Gemara states that the Mishnah serves to exclude the opinion of the Tana of the following brisa, which taught, "Velos yeli isha, and she shall be to him a wife." Shimon and Timni says this teaches the kenas only applies to a isha sheyesh b'havai, a woman who has the possibility of being his wife, which Rashi explains is a woman where kedushin's tofes takes effect. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says it applies to an isha harui l'kaima, a woman who is fit to remain his wife. Rabbi Zera said the nafka mina between them is a mamzeres and an asina. So once again, the Na'ara is sitting on a cot counting her knas money, and please, she was no longer a katana, chose not to sit next to the kusis and the isakaris on the cots with sheets embroidered with the words Na'ara and Basua 3 times, because as a mamzeres, she was eligible for the knas, even according to the opinion that requires the possibility of being his wife. All right, now it's time for Vorbala Ba'chazara. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift, silver anniversary? That must be more Daf Chaf Hei. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for a precious challah, with a note that said, "For challah nowadays, which is a derabanan," which reminds us, that challah nowadays is a derabanan, for the pasuk states, "You must separate challah b'voachem ha'aretz," upon your coming into the land. Bavoachem, upon your coming, teaches, Bavias kulchem amarti v'lo bavias miksasa. Upon the coming of all of you, I said, you must separate challah, and not upon the coming of some of you. And when Ezra came up from Babel, not all the Jews came up. As a result, challah nowadays is only at the Rabbanan. So, when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for Afrasha's challah, with a note that said, "For challah nowadays, which is a derabanan," he fled to Shul and got the first aliyah as Kohen, followed by a Levi, which reminds us. The Gemara teaches, "Edus haba mekol chazaka kochazaka." Edus based on a presumptive status is like that of a presumptive status itself. This is like the case when a man came before Rabbi Yami and said, "Muskani bezesh hu Kohen. I presume that this man is a Kohen." When Rabbi Yami asked why he thought that, the man responded that he saw him get the first aliyah. When Rabbi Yami suggested perhaps it was just a kavod for being a great man, the man replied that he saw a Levi come after him and read second. Rabbi Yami elevated the man to the kuna to permit him to eat truma. So when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for a freshest challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabanan, he fled to shul and got the first aliyah as Kohen, followed by a Levi, where his father was present and said, this is my son, and he is a Kohen, which reminds us, Rebbe elevated a son to the kuna based on the word of his father, for he taught, Harei Shabbava Amr B'nizeh B'Kohenu, if someone came and said, this is my son, and he's a Kohen, he's believed to the extent of letting him eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of Yichus. He explained to Rabbi Chia, who disagreed, that he believes him regarding truma, since it's in the father's power to give him truma to eat. Rabbi Chia rejected the testimony of the father about the son, but accepted the edus of a brother about the brother that he's a Levi, even though he's also a relative, because he was Masiach of Hituma, speaking casually, without awareness and intent to help his brother. Dav Chav Vav, so the Simmer Dav Chav Vav is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup, that must mean we're on Daf Chavav. The military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the example of the man who was Masiach of Itumo, speaking casually about his childhood as a Kohen and be called Yochanan the challah eater, and Rebbe elevated him to Kahuna based on his own word. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maisa Rishon at a formal distribution, which reminds us, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says that just as the distribution of Truma establishes a chazaka of Kohuna, so does the distribution of Maisa Rishon establish a chazaka of Kohuna. When the Gemara questions this numerous times, given that Maisa Rishon is given to a Levi, Rav Chista answers that the case is where there is a chazaka that the father of this man is a Kohen, but there was a rumor that he was a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza making him a challah, and they distributed Maisa Rishon to him at the granaries. In such a case, we know he's not a Levi because of the status of his father, and if he was a challah, which gives him the status of a Yisrael, he would never receive Maisa Rishon but towards Chaluka in the manner of formal distribution. Therefore, he has a chazaka of a Kohen. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maisa Rishon at a formal distribution, pointed to the basin that was mitzar of two different pieces of edus against the evil general heading the coup, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, ein edus mitzarefes ad shiyu shneim ke'echod. The testimony of two witnesses cannot be combined unless they both testify about the same event. Rashi explains that this would exclude a case where one witness saw the person borrow the money and the other aid heard the witness admit that he had taken the loan. Rabbi Shimon bar Karcha says, afil bezeh chazeh, the testimonies can be combined even if they testify about events that took place one after the other. Dav Chav Zayin, so the simon Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, kazoo, that must mean we're in Daf Chav Zayin. The marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, which reminds the next mission states, Ir Shekvashu Karkom, concerning a city conquered by a siege army, Kol Kohanim Shanim Sebasoch Besulos, all wives of Kohanim within the city are unfit for the husbands, for we fear that they were violated by the soldiers. Gemara contrasts this Mishnah with the Mishnah of Avodah Zorah that teaches that during wartime, open barrels are permitted, lefisha ein panai lanasech, because the marauding troops do not have time to pour libations. This seems to indicate that during war, the soldiers do not have time for other activities. So why then are they suspected of violating the woman? Ramari said, libo yesh panai lanasech ein panai. To engage in relations, they have time, but they don't have time to pour libations. So the marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, didn't notice the single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo. Which reminds Rav Yehuda bar Avin said in the name of Yitzhak bar Ashian, if there exists in the city one single hiding place, it saves all the wives of Kohanim from the decree of separating from their husbands. We assume they hid there and were not violated. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Einam achazek es ela achas mahu, what's the halacha if the hiding place can only hold one person? The Gemara rejects the comparison of this case to one where there are two paths, where one was definitely Tameh and the other was Tahor, and two people walked down the different paths and then touched Tahor food, saying that in the path case, one of the paths was certainly Tameh, but here, who's to say that any of the women were actually violated? So the marauding, kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, didn't notice a single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo, but her shivcha looking through the window did. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated regarding wives of Kohanim in a besieged city, but if they have Edim who testify that they were not violated, even if the witness is an Eved or a Shivcha, they're believed. And we have a question whether that means that also her Shivcha is believed. Dav Chav Ches. So the symbol Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must mean we're on Dav Chav Ches. The strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzer after he divorced her, which reminds us, it was taught in a brayse that if one divorces his wife, she should not remarry and live in his neighborhood. Rashi explains that since she recognizes his hints and gestures, she might come to sin with him. The Gemara asks who is displaced by whom in a case where they each owned a home in the courtyard. The Gemara answers that she is displaced, for we learn from a pasuk, Tiltui de gavra kashim de'isasa. The wandering of a man is a greater hardship than the wandering of a woman. So the strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzer after he divorced her, for not believing he could remember his father's rebbe's and brother's signatures, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ve'on ne'aman v'hayim b'godlan mashirel b'kodnam. And these are trusted to testify during their adulthood regarding what they saw when they were minors, such as the handwriting on the contract is the handwriting of my father, or of my rebbe, or my brother. The Gemara teaches that it was necessary for the Mishnah to mention all three cases. So the strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzer after he divorced her, for not believing he could remember his father's rebbe's and brother's signatures, helped his family perform a katsatsa by breaking open a barrel of fruit with his bare hands. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brayse, Naman Atino Kolomar, Shalchanu Baksatso Shalbasponi Laponi, and an adult is trusted to testify regarding what he saw as a child, that we ate it from the katsatsa distributed upon the marriage of the daughter Poni to Poni. It was taught in another brayse that a katsatsa was done if one of the brothers of a family marries a woman who is unfit for him, such as a mamzeris, and involves the family breaking a barrel of fruit open in the town square. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn that an ex-wife should not live in the same chatzer as her former husband? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that if there's a hiding spot in a besieged city, then all the wives of Kohanim are permitted to their husbands? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn that Reish Lakish learns that Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Krisus are entitled to Knas from the repetition of Na'ara 3 times and Rapapa from the repetition of Basua 3 times? That's on daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn a man is believed when he testifies that he remembers his father's, rebbe's, and brother's handwriting? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 5. Which of them, when the Rebbe held a father, is believed when he says his son is a Kohen because it's in his hands to feed him truma? That's on Dav Chav Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you, when according to Shimon and Timni, the woman must be fitting to be his wife to receive a Knas, and according to Shimon and Manasseh, she must be fitting to remain his wife? That's on Dav Chav Tes. Good. Number 7. Which of the when the remarries the Tanu holds that a Na'ara is entitled to Knas, not a Katana? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 8. Which of the when the Edus of two Edim cannot be Mitzdarif unless they give Edus about the same thing? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 9. Which of the have a question whether a woman's Shivcha can testify that she was not violated? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which daf do you learn how a katsatsa is performed? That's on daf Chav Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.